Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm delighted to share my first series is in partnership with Heck, who, like me, do things differently. Being an independent and British family-owned business, they use the finest ingredients in small batches, pulling out all the stops to bring that farmer's market quality to the supermarket shelf. In addition to their delicious original range, they offer veggie options too, catering for absolutely everyone, all of which can be found online at heckfood.co.uk and in the major supermarkets too. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to Food for Thought, a podcast on a mission to simplify nutrition, equipping you with all the evidence-based advice you need to live and breathe a healthy lifestyle. I'm Rhiannon Lambert, Harley Street nutritionist, master practitioner, personal trainer, and best-selling author of Renourish, A Simple Way to Eat Well. I'm so excited to share my vision of food far beyond the confines of my clinic. I truly believe food should always be a positive aspect of life, offering enjoyment, fuel, and happiness for both the mind and body. I'll be joined by some very special guests, and we'll be talking about how to develop a healthy relationship with food, and what does that even mean? How does it make us feel, and how it can change our lives forever? Lucy Mecklenburg is an actress, model, and entrepreneur. She may be widely recognized for her role in the reality TV series The Only Way is Essex, but since leaving back in 2010, she has co-founded fitness platform Results with Lucy, battled it out on Celebrity Island with Bear Grylls, was a finalist in acrobatic show Tumble, and her enviable style has seen her model for so many high street brands and is behind the now well-established fashion brand Lucy's Boutique. I am absolutely thrilled to have this beautiful boss lady here with me today. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Rhiannon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, babe. Thank you for coming in. I mean, you are one of the biggest names, I'd say, in reality TV, and you became such a successful entrepreneur. You managed several businesses all at once. How exactly has that, I would say, affected your relationship with food, or how has it developed over the years?
God, I think, you know, I've been in the public eye growing up, quite literally. So I've gone from a teenager. I started TOWIE at 19.
Oh, my goodness.
Into being 19, to be precise. And it didn't really bother me what I ate. My diet was very much quick pasta and things like that. And being on set of TOWIE, it was long hours, irregular hours, and with like any job that would be like that, it's whatever you can grab and takeaways on set and digging into the crews, like, you know, digging into what they have, which would usually be Haribo's and crisps. And that kind of thing.
So it sounded like fun, really. I mean, I think from going from that, but what about the long hours? You mentioned different kind of shooting things. At that age, was it all fun, or did it have a kind of strange impact? Did you ever get conscious about what you were eating at that time?
I didn't at first. I was very confident. I was a curvy size 10 to 12, I'd say, at the beginning. And I was always really, really confident. I think when it changed for me was, I think it must have been around that, near the beginning of TOWIE, that they introduced Twitter.
Oh, really? So that's when it started?
And that's when I started to think, I was still quite confident, but, you know, it was the first time that the public had direct contact with someone in the public eye. And it never happened before. You know, you could read something nasty in a magazine or a paper, but actually you'd never have someone, you know, they can Sally living in Wales can literally get on her phone and it pops up on my phone. So how, you know, and it was quite a lot to take at a young age.
What year was that? Twitter came
in. I feel like it must have been early when I started, when I was in the public eye. So I'm going to say when I was 19, 20. So that's, you know, I'm 27 now.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a while now. And Crikey. Instagram was a few years later.
Yes, yeah.
But I think it was that direct contact that started making me go, oh. And also, to be honest, when I changed my diet and my lifestyle, it was a little bit of what people said.
Mm.
I'm not going to deny that. But it was also the way I felt. I felt horrible. And I think, you know, you grow up and something's got to give.
Well, I was going to say, because there must have been a lot of drinking and working until, you know, late the other day. And how did you manage to fit in a healthy regime back then? I mean, what about hangovers and things like that? When you're 19, 20, there's a lot of going out.
You know, before I started training, it was very much bad food and you'd wake up, have a bacon sandwich or, you know, kebabs and things. And I did eat like that. I mean, I wasn't a terrible eater. I never have been. I've always had quite a good relationship with food.
Yeah.
Always been brought up. You have to have vegetables with every meal.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't an awful eater, but I'd say my biggest thing was not eating breakfast and then having a bit of a binge up mid-morning, and that would be a bad habit that I had.
That's such an interesting topic, breakfast, because I think now there's a lot of talk about intermittent fasting and things like that, and it's what works for you. For some people, that might really work, that way of life, but for others, like you said, it led you to then having, like, bingey food in the afternoons. Yeah. So you're probably starving. So
I think it
works for you, isn't it?
I agree with you there, because I know a lot of people that will not eat and it makes them feel sicky in the morning, and then they're quite happy to go till 1 o'clock and then eat a healthy lunch. And I think if you can do that, but don't, like you say, don't force yourself to do it, and because it doesn't work for me at all. This morning I've had a massive omelette and I wouldn't be functioning without it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've been on, okay, let's go to the whole 80-20 thing. So I know you talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
But when you're on a celebrity island like Bear Grylls, let's just say, I'm not sure I'd have lasted an ounce on there, not even a day, but you were one of the last survivors on that
island.
Yeah,
no, we got till the end. So yeah, I got till the last day. Which was torture that last day. I can't even tell you how much. I just wanted to get that boat to pull up and to get on it. It was hard, you know. I think the whole eating rule, not just 80-20, went out the window. We didn't eat.
No.
You know, we went, the first 9 days, we've eaten the odd little bit of coconut.
So that's what Bear said. He said you went a whole week with nothing to eat, and that's really true.
It was 9 days, and I think, you know, the old coconut, but by the end of it, you can't even open a coconut. You're so tired.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
It is an extreme challenge. I knew what I was signing up for, and I'm really happy I did. And also, by the end of it, it made me really appreciate, you know, I have a lot of people obviously having a fitness and health business asking me, you know, about how to break the yo-yo dieting and things. And I've never understood it, because I've always, you know, I've never been particularly overweight.
No,
and
you've
I've never
restricted like that.
And I've never restricted. Mm. I've never gone on extreme diets. I've never really seen the point. I've watched so many of my friends do them and have negative results.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't understand it. But as soon as I got off that island, I was addicted to food. I wanted everything.
Not surprising.
Everything
in sight. Yeah, because you've even shown pictures of how small you actually got on that island, haven't you? And you've shared the difference between health and not even having access. What was it like with water and things? So it must have just been totally draining.
I'm always a believer in, like, positive thinking.
Yes.
So for me, I would only have the water when it'd just been boiled, because obviously we had to filter it through, like, our bra, our socks. So imagine these haven't been, you know, these are the same socks you've had on for a month.
Oh,
that you're
gosh,
filtering your water that you're all drinking. Quite literally. So you filter it through that twice and then you boil it. So it's like, it's swamp water, really.
Yeah, it's like fishy swamp water.
It's disgusting. And it's still your grey, green, brown, even when it's, so when it was warm, I'd only drink it as soon as it was boiled, and I'd be like, oh, it's some organic herbal tea.
Yes,
that's super expensive. People pay a lot of money for
this. They do.
So I kind of tried to change the mindset, and, you know, when it was cold, it was disgusting.
Oh my goodness.
So I tried to only drink it warm, and, you know, it's, you know, and I would have given thousands of pounds for a cold glass of clear water with ice in it. I mean, orange juice, a million.
And I think think that goes to show how lucky we are. And it must have really brought it back home, because we do have access to so much, and living in that type of way, not even with access to non-sock or bra water, you know, it's like bringing it back to reality. I've got so much admiration for you for doing that. Was there any particular moment that kind of stuck out for you? Like when you said you were eating the coconuts and things like that, do you remember that first time that you saw a proper meal on that island and how it felt?
I think our first proper meal was the caiman, which is a crocodile. It's massive. And for us that we haven't eaten for a long time, it was a huge deal, you know? It was our first proper meal. And I mean, it wasn't nice. I mean, the thought that I wasn't there actually when it was killed, and I'm quite happy about that.
Yeah.
But equally, we are on a survival show.
Exactly.
And we have been taught how to kill the animals humanely.
Yeah.
And if I had to do it, I would have done it.
Yeah.
And I also think it's an important lesson for people, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that, you know, kids especially, that's how meat is. It's perfectly packaged cleaned in fillets on the supermarket shelf. And I think
the same size, the same shape.
Exactly. So I think it's important lesson. And I'll tell you what, my stepsister, Hannah, hasn't eaten a piece of meat since she watched that episode.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
She's gone completely veggie.
Yeah.
I think she's maybe veggie pescatarian, but she's not eaten meat for, was that 2 years ago now?
It's such an interesting way of looking at it, because it does bring it back to our core instinct, survival, and the psychological impact of that much restriction. Like you said, when you came back home, you really did kind of go for it with the food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how you felt in that time? And was there any psychological support and things that you could get when you got back?
Yeah, I think we were offered calls, and we did have some calls for support. But do you know what? I was actually okay. My thing was the food, and I knew how to do that, and I know how my brain works. So I said, I'm going to do one more week of eating rubbish and eating what I want. And then on Monday morning, I'm changing my mindset and I snapped out of it.
Wow.
It was hard, but I know how I work and, you know, but I think other people do find it hard, you know, even adjusting to not being with 15 people.
Well, yes, and also the noise. So if you think about it, there's it's probably silent with just insect noises.
It's really, it's actually quite magical. That's the only thing I probably enjoyed is, I know it sounds a bit weird, is like a night, the clear sky, seeing all the stars and all the sounds. And then when you get home, it's silent.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is so weird. Yeah. And we used to, and we would sleep 15 of us huddled up, like literally, for warmth that you have to, and then going from that to on your own, you're like, this is really weird.
It must be. I mean, do you keep in touch with everyone now after that show?
We've actually got a group chat, you know, the chats that you set up and you think, oh, it won't carry on, but it has actually.
Yeah.
A lot of us talk, there's been two weddings.
Oh, wow.
So we have, I mean, Sarah, the doctor, she got married a month after, which, I mean, was brave.
I was going to say, and do you think actually after that moment on the island, has it changed how you see food, like with your consumption of meat and fish, all those kind of things?
100%. It's the first time that I've really thought about how much meat I actually consume.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously an animal has had to die for that. And I won't give up meat.
No.
I won't. I love meat and fish. And I buy more responsibly.
Yeah.
I don't eat as much. I do 1 to 2 meat-free days a week.
Yeah, that's really
good. I think it's definitely taught me a lesson. And and when you eat, you think about it, and, you know, it's not nice what we saw and what we had to go through. But in a way, I think it's a lesson that all meat eaters should see.
I kind of agree. And I think actually, obviously, meat isn't necessarily bad for people. I have this discussion a lot. It's just the fact that we've got to look after the environment. So that's a whole other debate, isn't it? You know, we're over consuming everything. But on a really positive note from that experience, you kind of met the love of your life. So, you know, at least, you know, something did come out of that.
I got something good out of it.
You really did. But you are one hell of a resilient person, Lucy. And it's what I have so much respect for you, because even with Tumble, you've done so much. And tell me about the Kilimanjaro experience. You have climbed that and you've done the hardest route on the Tour de France. What is that about?
Sounds quite a lot when you put it in one sentence.
It does, doesn't it?
I've been over quite a few years. I like a challenge a year.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've had one this year.
We need to get this in. You've got 3 weeks left.
Need to get it in. I haven't got long. I think Kilimanjaro was really tough. Again, that's it's mental strength. And I always say to people, get out of your comfort zone and try these things, because they are hard. And I cried a lot the way up that mountain.
Yeah.
But when I had the lovely Sophie, who she's a PT that works with Results to Lucy a lot, and she's absolutely unbelievable. And when she told me she had cystic fibrosis, I was like,
wow,
how? She's got an eight pack.
I know.
Absolutely amazing. She trains every day. Yep. She works so hard. And when she said she wanted to raise money for cystic fibrosis and climb the mountain, can I do it with her? I mean, my first thought was I couldn't think of anything worse. But if she can do it,
then you can
I can do it and I can support her. And to be honest, most of the way up there, she's probably supporting me.
Yeah,
And when someone like, you know, she didn't moan once.
No.
And she's absolutely incredible. And it was, and you know, I've got her to thank for an amazing experience.
Yeah. And with your fitness levels, and did you find that it doesn't matter how fit you are, things like that are really tough?
Yeah, they are.
It's the altitude. There's
two massive factors. It's how, it's the strength of your mind.
Yeah.
And it's, if you get altitude sickness, I didn't get it. And
that's good.
And I'm really lucky. So I also feel for people, you know, someone left Alru and we did the 7 days, which you're supposed to, it's supposed to be quite a good success rate.
Yeah.
And she was so sick. And I...
You were okay.
I was, you know, a bit heady. You know, you don't feel great.
No.
You don't feel great.
No.
The quality of food is not great.
No, and it's cold as well, isn't it, when you get to, obviously,
minus 20, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Points.
Exactly. So, it's not normal. Yeah,
it's not. I didn't do any training. I actually put on my hiking boots the morning we did it.
Lucy, don't tell people that.
Do you know why? Because I had the malaria tablets before we went. And I was No, to be fair, that's not my excuse. But I was going to do a few days of walking just to wear them in. And I was so, like, spaced out from the malaria tablets. I was just, they did not react to me well. And I was like, oh, I don't feel great.
Okay, so from Kilimanjaro, you then decide you're going to blimmin' do the hardest cycle route on Tour de France. How does that happen?
Well, you know me, I'm a sucker for a challenge.
I do know you
when
now,
someone, someone put it in front of me, my first response was, I haven't been on a bike since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
There is no way I'm doing it. And then I was like, and then I spoke to my sisters who were cycling London to Paris.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, I would kill for that, you know, you're going to have expert trainers. And I thought, you know what, this is an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And although it's going to be, again, very much out of my comfort zone, I want to do it. And it turns out, I was out of the group, probably the best uphill. I just hated the downhill.
Oh, really?
I had a lot of strength uphill with my legs. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe from years of training, mate, that would have helped.
Yeah.
But I've never really done spin classes before. No. So I was quite shocked at that. And
but where does this drive come from? So as a child, were you always someone who was very driven to complete kind of big challenges?
No.
Roller coasters
no.
even?
No. I mean, I was the one that sometimes, you know, missed sports because I'd rather sit in chat with my friends. But not really. I think it's growing up and realising, you know, you've got one life, make the most of it. And every time... And I think when you've done a challenge and you've got out of your comfort zone, that feeling, I mean, nothing will ever come close to the feeling when Bear Grylls picked us up on the island and you just feel that massive achievement.
Yeah.
And I know what he meant now. He said, if you quit, trust me, you won't feel good and, you know, it'll be a massive mistake.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't quit.
That's incredible. No, you are not a quitter. And from going to all these amazing kind of physical things, what about the modelling? And you've got a lingerie, you do a lot of lingerie work as well. Do you have any kind of specific routine that you do before these shoots, or are you quite happy and relaxed now?
You know, if a shoot, I try and be what's the word when I train all
super
the time?
Duper energized, healthy,
and what is
focused.
I'm, you know, when you do it, what's it, like a routine that I always train and eat well, like
why can't I think frequency?
Oh my god, you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, but I can't find the word right now, so
anyway,
that's gone.
So I train and eat well most like nearly all of the year. Christmas, you know, might sway. So if a lingerie swimwear shoot comes up, I'm not like, oh my god, oh, I can't do it because I don't feel my best.
Yeah.
You know, I try and train a lot all the time and eat well anyway.
You've got such a good balance.
So I'm not
approach.
Like I need to go on a crash quick diet.
Yeah.
But if I do have a bit of notice, I do try and eat most of my meals protein and veg. I try and drink more water to help my skin, try to reduce alcohol, even reduce coffee, because coffee's not great for my skin either, I've noticed.
Do you know, coffee's one of those things that I think is very debated as well. And again, there's no one size fits all. But if you've noticed it's not for you, then that's a good thing you know.
I think it affects my skin, so then before a shoot, that's important for me. So yeah, I just, I'll train a little bit more, I'll watch what I eat, you know, I won't get takeaways, I won't go out and have loads of cocktails.
Feel the pressure? I mean, it must be. I mean, I was talking to Lisa Snowden about this. Do you feel the pressure to maintain certain? Is there kind of a back, kind of a person on your shoulder all the time saying, "Oh, come on"?
I think to a certain extent, yes. I'm in the public eye. I'm photographed. I have a fitness and health business, so I, you know,
you've got, because you can go anywhere and be papped, so yeah, it's not,
so there definitely is a pressure.
Yeah,
and you know, it is sad that, to be completely honest, I don't feel comfortable on holiday prancing around in a bikini all day.
Yeah,
if I get up and go to the toilet, I get up to go and get a drink or get some lunch, yeah, I will put on a sarong, I'll put a cover up on, because I am always slightly conscious. And you know, it isn't nice in one hand, but also, I do feel like a little bit of a pressure to eat well and exercise isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. If you enjoy, and you enjoy it. And I think that's one of the biggest things. And one thing I remember when I met you as well for the first time was, you've also had your fair share of online bullies from different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, you know what? I've had this for so long now that you've just got to crack on, really. You just said you kind of just shove it to the back of your mind. Do you have any tips for people on how they can do that? You know, because trolling's becoming a problem for, I'd say, everybody now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It is the new form of bullying, isn't it? So when you're at school, you experience bullying. Now it's, you know, literally going to your phone, which is a lot worse. I think about that person, turn it on them. Maybe they're unhappy. I say feel sorry for them, because personally, I think if you're happy in yourself and you've been brought up with good morals, you wouldn't be bringing someone down to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
So I'd turn it on them. I'd try and block it out. And, you know, you can block these people, but I think rise above it. But it is really hard to say. And also focus on your positives, you know. Don't listen to what they say. It's complete rubbish just to make themselves feel better. So it is a hard one, though.
I know,
it really is.
You saw it come about. Like you said, you know, you're in TOWIE and then suddenly Twitter emerges and your whole life changes like overnight before you knew it.
Yeah.
And what on a really positive thing, teaming up with the gorgeous Cecilia, who we both absolutely love. I mean, that has been instrumental. I mean, Results with Lucy is such a positive, wonderful platform. I mean, you're co-founders, aren't you, together? You're Peter and Cecilia. And you've got over 100,000 women that are signed up to this platform. How on earth do you keep up with all of this as well?
Do you know what? We just enjoy it. We take it for what it is. You know, it's grown organically, so we never wanted it to be as big as it's become. Like, not what it, obviously, we'd like it to, but we didn't expect
planned.
It wasn't planned. We just recorded some workouts and uploaded them online, and then, you know, there was all these subscribers and we're like, oh my god, we've got to create more and more content. And and it's grown organically, and we've got some really lovely girls. It's a great support network for people and platform, and I love it. We love it. You know, I was never the sporty fitness person, so that's why it was quite funny when it happened.
But she's been so instrumental, and I think a big shout out to Cecilia, because you teamed up with a qualified PT. You didn't have to do that, but you chose to do it that way. What was the thinking behind that at the time?
Well, I'm not giving you know, I can't instruct people to do workouts. And I did share. So how it starts, I started putting a few of my workouts on Twitter. I can't even remember if it was video then or photos. It was such a long...
I wonder if it was video.
Ice Age. We're so old now.
Yeah, I know. You saw the rise of it.
And they wanted more and more. So, you know, we created this together. So we use actually 16 PTs now. Cecilia's obviously our head PT and in control of it all. And we have nutritionists in-house and things like that. So, of course, I don't want to give any advice that's not correct and, you know, that I haven't got the tick for about. And also, I don't want to put anything out that I haven't tried. So everything we put on the website is tried and tested by me, by Cecilia. And, you know, usually your new workouts, because it's something me and Cecilia you know, we found a new class and we loved it. So we took inspiration from it and recorded a video and
put
it up.
What I love about your platform, because if you want to have, I think exercise should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be fun for you to want to do it, but you've got dance videos from ballet bar to different hit circuits. You've got so many different types of videos. I can't even, I lose track of them all.
And also they're not edited and they're not squeaky clean, they're not, if anything goes wrong,
it
stays in.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, if I go the wrong way in a Zumba class, like that's it, we keep that in. It's hilarious. And I think, you know, we want to be like the customer doing it. No one wants to see someone, this perfect body and tiny little miniature hot pants and a tiny crop top
with Jane Fonda style back
with
in the day.
Perfect. Oh, you know what though? I do love Jane Fonda.
I know.
Her workouts are amazing.
So funny.
And they hurt. Oh my God. She's great for bum.
Yes.
Workouts. But, you know, I just wanted it to be real. And when I'm tired, I say I'm tired and I scream at Cecilia. But I try and keep, we try and keep it fun and realistic.
Well, keeping it realistic is the way forward. And we have got lots of questions from followers for you. This is something I put out a while ago, and we've got the first one is from Nikki. Nikki says, how can I stay motivated to work out when it's cold outside?
Well, that's easy. Do Results for Lucy inside. You don't need to, but you don't need to leave your home, you know. Obviously, I would say Results for Lucy, but if not, if I get up in the morning and like this morning and I haven't got long, but I want to do a circuit. Maybe get one bit of equipment that you love, whether it be skipping rope, kettlebell, weight, and just pick, with that bit of equipment, pick 8 moves that you, it could be jumping squats, burpees, sit-ups, whatever, and do it for 30 seconds or 10 reps and repeat it 3 times.
Because I love what sometimes, like, you do your lives and things and you actually film when you're doing a workout there and then in that moment sometimes. And I think that's the best way, because I can see, everyone can see it's real, it's hard. You know, you can't pull a perfect smile throughout the entire class.
But it is hard. It is hard to get the motivation, especially with dark mornings now.
Oh, I
do understand it. But just, even if you set your alarm 15 minutes earlier than normal and do a quick 15 minute
that's
hit session, it is enough. Trust me. I did 20 minutes this morning and that is definitely enough.
That's all you need. Okay, there we go. You've heard it from Lucy. And Taylor has said, so I've lost a lot of weight recently, but still don't have the confidence to buy sexy clothes. What do you think I can do to help myself feel more confident?
I think you need to work on your mindset.
Yes.
So I think you can lose all the weight in the world and be down to the size that you wanted to be, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be happy.
Even equally gaining the weight. So at both ends of the spectrum, if you want to gain or lose, you know, it doesn't 100% equal happiness.
I agree. And I think, you know, go find, you know, we do mindset courses, but find something, or something that I think is good is starting the day positively. Look in the mirror, because we all have to look in the mirror when we get dressed
we
or
do.
Wash our face, and say, what do I love about myself?
Oh, I like that one.
And just tell yourself 3 things you love about yourself, and it just starts the day positively.
Because it sounds so cheesy, but we don't actually ever do things like that.
No. Oh, because we think it's very American.
I know.
And, do you know what I mean? And, you know, or how can I possibly do that?
I know. And how also, can I big myself up?
When you go shopping, don't think, right, I want to find a dress that covers my legs, that covers my... Do you know what I mean? Think, I want a dress that shows off my waist because I love my waist.
Yeah.
And I want a dress that shows off, you know, I'm really curvy. I want to show off my curves.
Or it could even be I like my neck, so I'm not going to wear...
Anything.
You know, I just... Because Lucy's wearing a gorgeous polo neck, so it just inspired me to think of the neck. But it could be anywhere, you know, really just have a good thing. That's a really good one. So Chris has also said, do you find it really difficult being lactose intolerant?
I don't know if I 100%...
Yeah, we haven't done that
I'm
test.
Not 100% sure I am. But no, because I felt... It made me feel horrible. So I realised I went through a few things that weren't agreeing with me. And I took it out and actually I noticed the difference.
Yeah.
So I feel good. And it isn't that hard. And you know what? I was still... If it's a little bit in something, I will still have it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't drink a glass of milk.
No. And I think that's the difference, is that it's totally okay if you know out there, if anyone's listening, you don't think a food's agreeing with you. As long as you've got other alternatives. I mean, for people that are dairy-free, there's tons now out there. You've got the dairy-free cheeses, the dairy-free yogurts. Soy is the closest profile nutritionally to dairy that you can get. Just check it's fortified. So you're right. I think there's tons out there. And Karen has said, I see you promoting lots of protein shakes. Do you have one every single day?
No. It's more when I'm in a rush. I do use a bit of protein powder in a smoothie, but I'd always add fruit and a little bit of spinach. Usually I'll do coconut water, protein powder, some berries, spinach, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when I'm in a hurry, that's what I'll do, for breakfast.
I think, Karen, it's really important and oats. I love that.
Oats,
it's like
in there.
A proper breakfast smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Because protein powder can't replace actual protein. That's the thing. But it does have a place for convenience, but you have to check what it's kind of got in it. So you want to check your ingredient list. You don't want loads of extra things in there. Kind of maybe just stick to maybe stevia if it's sweetened there. Try not have tons and tons of hundreds of different ingredients. That's the only thing I can offer. But there's things for vegans and people that aren't vegan out there for protein shakes, aren't there? You can get hemp and pea and whey.
Oh, there's loads now.
Tons of options in the market. Just read the ingredients. So Annie has said, how is your skin so flawless? Please tell me your secret. Oh, she's put PS, I love you. And that's quite cute.
Do you know what? I wish there was a secret. Do you know what? I've had really bad skin at the moment.
Oh,
I think it's
well.
The change of the weather.
Yeah, I wish I had the answers there, but I don't know. But please tell me your tips because I need them.
Do you know what I always say? If it's not broke, don't fix it. And don't buy every lotion and potion going. Just eat well, drink more water.
Yeah.
And, you know, always take your makeup off before bed because that's the only time I really get bad breakouts is if I, you know, have a couple of glasses too many of wine. And then I wake up like, oh no, eyelashes stuck to the pillow.
Do you know what? I can't even talk about this. Not what I thought we would, but pick spots. So you shouldn't pick spots. It's the one thing I've always been told.
Nightmare.
Never pick them and just put kind of something called salicylic acid over it if you get a breakout.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I learned this the other day because I had a really bad breakout. But I've got this dermatologist friend, Anjali, and there's also Dr. Sam Bunting, and they both said don't pick, like, do your eyes a bit darker.
Everyone
with makeup
says this.
I know, but then when it's there, you know,
oh, there's no it's way so I'm walking around. I had a good one this morning. It's disgusting, sorry.
Okay, so Lucy, on that note, we are on picking spots, we are moving on to the quick fire round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Lucy, what's always in your fridge?
Oh, eggs.
Love it. You can only have one kitchen gadget. What would it be?
Oh, that's so hard. Gadget. Spiralizer.
Love that. The toes were tapping then. Signature homemade dish.
Oh, this is so hard. I love my chicken pie, chicken and mushroom pie.
I've seen you making that and it does look really good.
And it's dairy free.
There you
go. Delicious.
It's
super creamy.
Okay, is the recipe up for that?
Yes, I can give you.
There
I
you
will
go.
Give you it as well.
I think we need a recipe for that one. What is your favorite restaurant in the world?
Oh, that's so hard.
So mean.
I love Peruvian foods, anything Peruvian, yes. But I haven't got a favourite, sorry.
Do you know what? You should try Chotto Mate.
Oh, that's what I was
yes.
going to say.
Yes, that's
Chotto Mate
like
and
Coya
are my favourites, yeah.
They are beautiful. The flavours in that food. Okay, one food you can't live without.
Ooh. I've already said eggs, so it can't be that, but that
know.
Would probably be up there.
Yeah.
I do love avocado. I know it's boring. Or, to be honest, do you know what? Pasta.
There you
if
go.
If someone took pasta away from me, I'd be fuming.
Sad. There we go. Sad stories there. And what is the strangest food you've ever eaten? You must have a lot of these.
Well, on the island, I, you know, gutted my own crocodile to eat. That's probably the strangest.
Yeah. What's your go-to healthy dish in a rush?
Ooh, stir fry.
Lovely.
It's easy.
Classic. Who is your biggest cooking inspiration?
Ooh. Oh, that's so hard.
I know.
Who do I follow that does really good recipes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a chef on TV, or could even be your mum, or do you want to
know?
No,
my mum's not great.
Okay, not your mum. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, Lucy's mum, if you're listening.
Sorry, Linda.
Sorry, Linda.
Who's a really good... Oh my God, that's so hard.
I know. Okay. We can pass on the cooking inspiration.
We'll pass.
Let's just say results of Lucy has loads of good recipes.
Yeah,
I think
there you
that's
go.
A good one. What was your favourite childhood treat?
Ooh, my favourite spaghetti bolognese, all the way with loads of cheese on top.
I used to love that. Like the cheese would be piled high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, melting over them. Yeah, that was really good. Okay, this is a bit of a strange one, but what was the last thing you had for the first time?
Oh, so what did I try for the first time?
Yeah, you have to get thinking on this one. We've had some unusual answers on this.
Oh
so
my
far.
God.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
I know.
Do you know what? We went out for dinner with
Nick
Leeson from Did Big Brother with Ryan.
Yeah.
And he had liver, and I was like, oh, I've never tried liver before. And I don't know why.
You've had crocodile, but not liver.
I've eaten crocodile and you know all that, but I haven't.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting.
Really?
And I eat. Anything. I honestly do. I'm so unfussy.
Yeah.
But I really didn't like the
it's
taste.
It's quite, it's like people that have, like my grandparents used to, and fair play, it's a tradition, but steak and kidney pie.
Yeah, I've never had that
yeah,
either.
Yeah, I can't do it. And it's because when I was in lectures, I remember when I was studying in like my second year, one of the scientists said, you will never physically be able to ever wash all the urine out of a kidney because there's millions of nephrons. I know, inside a kidney.
Yeah, that's so minging.
I know. So you can't physically constantly do it because there will always be bits
so you,
in there.
You're drinking pee.
Pretty much. But you know what? It's a British delicacy, so we won't diss the steak and kidney pies. So that nearly wraps
Bear
up.
Bear Grylls loves to drink pee, so he'd love kidney.
Bear Grylls can eat anything. I should definitely get Bear Grylls on this podcast.
Definitely.
So that wraps up this episode. But as with every guest, we finish with a food for thought. So being active is great for your physical health and fitness, but evidence shows it can also improve our mental well-being. So I had a recent NHS survey this week suggesting that 36% of adults played sport or exercised at least once a week, and 57% did nothing at all. I know, Lucy's face right now when I'm reading this out, but we think that the mind and body are separate. But actually, mental health and mental well-being means feeling good both about yourself and about the world around you. So my point today is that remember, being active doesn't mean you need to spend hours in the gym. If that doesn't appeal to you, like we've said earlier, find physical activities you enjoy and think about how to fit more of them into your daily life. So walking, running, swimming, yoga, you name it, it's on Results with Lucy platform. Try mixing it up and get a variety of movements into your week. So they would be my kind of food for thought for today. So Lucy, if you could offer one thing that everybody could take home with them that you would like to offer today, what would your food for thought be?
I would say I think we don't prioritise exercise, and we, you know, we say, oh, we're too busy.
Yeah.
You know, we can all fit 15 minutes in. And try, if you can do 15 minutes a day, 6 days a week of exercise, that is enough, and prioritise it, because I think a lot of people say, oh, you know, oh no, I'm working all day, I'm going to be tired, and then I've got to go and get my nails done. So prioritise that 15 minutes of activity and you will feel more positive.
It's so true, isn't it? Because it does lift you up for the rest of the day. I notice on days when I don't actually have time, I at least go for a walk, you know, get out, get some fresh air. Oh, yeah. Well, Lucy, I cannot thank you enough for being a wonderful guest.
Oh,
I had
you.
Such a laugh there. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your spot squeezing methods with me as well.
Oh, God, sorry. Sorry if anyone was eating breakfast or lunch or anything.
Brilliant. Lucy, thank you for coming on Food for Thought.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll absolutely love my next guest. So click subscribe to be the first to hear it. And remember, a bit of extra guidance and advice may be all it takes to help you become the healthiest and happiest version of you. In my part handbook and part recipe book, Renourish, A Simple Way to Eat Well, you can follow the structure of a session with me in clinic, gaining the confidence you need to create delicious, nourishing meals at home with my Renourish menu. Check it out on Amazon or all major bookshops. For more information about me, my clinic, recipes, events, health retreats, and so much more, please visit Retrition.com and follow me at Retrition on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I'm always asked what goes into my perfect hamburger. Is beef really still the best, or have you even tried a veggie burger? Burgers may be considered fast food, but they're also quite a craft, aren't they? For a tender meat and intense flavour, I'm loving Hex Zesty Chicken Burgers. They are bursting with lemon freshness. Check out heckfood.co.uk or find them in major supermarkets. I also enjoy whipping up a quick lemon mayonnaise by combining a tablespoon of lemon juice, some zest, mixing with plain mayo, a juicy tomato, a fresh bun, obviously a big wad of paper napkins, and that's really all you need, isn't it?
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.